AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Protests against Elon Musk across the country and around the world took place over the weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Chanting Elon Musk has got to go, protesters took to the streets outside Tesla showrooms across the country Saturday, including this one in Berkeley, California, demonstrator Judith Barish.
The protest is ostensibly aimed at Elon Musk.
Much of Musk's estimated $340 billion fortune consists of his stock in Tesla, and the billionaire is leading the Trump administration's cuts to federal workers and programs. Protester Dennis Bagley says he has too much power.
We need to stop this or we'll lose our whole country and everything that's good about the United States.
Protests were also held outside Tesla showrooms in Europe. I'm Julie Walker.
French far-right leader Marine Le Pen strode out of a French court as the chief judge said he's barring her from seeking public office after she was found guilty of embezzling European Union funds. The death toll from the 7.7 magnitude earthquake that hit Myanmar has passed 1,700.
A Myanmar government spokesman has told a state-run MRTV that as well 3,400 people have been injured and more than 300 missing because of the quake.
Mind your step.
A body is removed from the rubble by rescue workers at the U Hola Tien Monastery in Mandalay. 270 monks were taking a religious exam when the quake hit, decimating the building. 70 were able to escape, but 50 have already been found dead, and around 100 are still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, Thai authorities coordinating efforts to find anyone left alive under a Bangkok collapsed building say they have detected signs of possible life. I'm Charles de Letesma.
This is AP News. AP's Donna Warder reports on the death of actor Richard Chamberlain.
Actor Richard Chamberlain has died at age 90 in Hawaii. His publicist says of complications following a stroke. Chamberlain was first known as the handsome hero of the 1960s TV series Dr. Kildare.
At the risk of seeming facetious, I'd like to remind you, Doctor, that I have only two arms and two legs.
Then he found a second career as an award-winning king of the miniseries with successes in Shogun and in 1983... The Thornbirds. Chamberlain always seemed to look younger than he was, and in a 2003 AP interview, he jokingly said he'd paid $10,000 to anyone who could prove that he had ever had plastic surgery.
If they find out I'm not lying, that I deserve the $10,000, I just never wanted it. As a matter of fact, I would have more of a career now, I think, if I looked a little older than I do.
I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.